let's go through the rigors of everyday life of business, or at least trying to get business underway. The co-owner of Jamesport's Delicia Salon is with us. Her name is Denise Delicia, and nice enough to give us a couple of minutes in which I guess she opened up her shop one day last week. And guess what? A couple of police officers came on by ordering up her to close. And to tell us a little bit more of the story is Denise Delicia. Denise, thanks for coming on LA News Radio this morning.
Thank you, Jay, very much. Thank you very much. And thank you to all the people on the front line.
Without question. No question about it. So, Denise, you like a lot of other businesses, are feeling the frustrations and everything else. You've been shuttered for a long time. You've been adhering to the rules and everything else. But there comes a point in time where you kind of say to yourself, you know, listen, if I can't open my doors soon, I'm going to never open my doors. And that's what it's come down to with your business and many others out there. Tell us what happened last week.
Yes. So let's get to it. But let me first start off by saying, you know, small businesses, we need to start earning a living for our families. We are entrepreneurs, and our characteristics, you know, are creativity, imagination, and a thirst for work. We are not the types of people looking for a handout. And we are very honorable, and we are very willing to follow, you know, any kind of executive recommendation. For our families and our staff and our salon, we need to be there. And we're licensed professionals by the state of New York. Sanitation, disinfection, and infection control is 34% of our exam. So this is all very important information as to why we feel that in our particular business, we should be able to open and control our own businesses. So with that being said, moving forward, we've followed all the proper sanitary protocol. We're only doing our existing clients. We're not offering any appointments to new clients so that we can contain and keep social distancing. Our stations are 6 feet apart. We're wearing masks. Our clients are wearing masks. We're disinfecting each and every chair, a new clean cape for every client, washing hands after each client. You know, we're very fortunate in being a wet location. All hair salons are wet locations. So our clients and ourselves have access to disinfect our hands every 5 minutes if we want it. We're servicing our clients, who many of them are on the front line. We have nurses, doctors, grocery workers, teachers, parents, animal doctors, pharmacists, restaurants, shop owners. You know, they all want a haircut. So since day one, Cuomo and de Blasio, which I don't use their governor and mayor in front of their names because I'm very disappointed in what they are doing, in the fact of all the politicians, everyone on TV was having visits with their hairdresser. Beautiful blowouts, hair color, makeup, men and women looking and feeling sharp, keeping up with their personal hygiene. It is very important. You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And that is what is very frustrating for myself, owning a hair salon, that I cannot take care of my clients, who are essential people. We're all essential. And we all know what it feels like when you have your personal hygiene taken care of. Everyone feels better after they get a haircut. You know, we chose not to go underground. It's not our style. I would never recommend that, and I would never do that, because I am a very obedient citizen. I'm a 59-year-old business owner, 17 years in business. I've been in the business for over 40 years. I have an amazing staff, and we're very committed in providing beauty to all our clients with excellence. So on May 15th, we thought that we would open. We knew that it was an executive recommendation. You know, an executive, there is a recommendation. Friday morning, May 18th, we opened with less staff and less clients and all the sanitary procedures in place that I mentioned to you. At 12:30, a police officer came in. He told us, you can't open. You're not supposed to be open. And I said, I'm sorry, why is that? And he spoke to me and told me that, it's against the executive order. And I said to him, the executive order is a recommendation, and there is no lockdown law. There is no law to lock down for 8 weeks. And I was very respectful to him. He was a very nice young police officer. He said, let me go call my boss. He went back in his car. He spoke with, I don't know who, he said his boss. He came back in. He said, what are you doing for your sanitary codes? I showed him everything we were doing. A couple of clients were waving to him. It was very polite, very hospitable. He said, very nice salon. He came back after that. He went into his car again, and he said, yep, we're not going to close you down. Have a nice day. Okay. All right. That was great.
Now, let me ask you, Denise, let me stop you right there. So let me ask you, while he was there, did he ask for a trim at all, or maybe a quick manicure, or no?
No, he already had a nice haircut, by the way, and I did ask him.
And by the way, Denise, mm-hmm. you're right. Governor Cuomo looking very, very handsome these days with that haircut he got. You know, he's got the sides trimmed. I noticed, sides were buzzed a little bit last week.
Oh, he's been getting a haircut every week. And you know what? I understand because he is the governor. And he wants to feel clean, and he wants to feel sharp, and he wants to look and feel professional. And I understand that. But you can't say one thing and do another. It's not right. He's a leader. He is a leader. We all know you're going to follow the leader if you trust them that they have your best interest at heart. And there lies the problem. And this young policeman, he had a very nice haircut. And I said to him, hey, where did you get your haircut? And I think I caught him off guard. And he said, a family member came to my house. And I said, if we're going to get a little picky on this, that's against the executive order. You're not supposed to have strangers or a family member that you don't live with come to your house. Kidding aside, I was kibitzing with him, but I was, it's bothersome to me. And then we opened on Saturday. Everything went well. We are booked up until August with our existing clients. And again, we're working probably at 35% less capacity. And, we're intelligent people. I understand sanitation. For goodness sake, I'm trained in it, and so is my staff. And Saturday went fine. Sunday and Monday were closed. Tuesday, a little later on in the day, three police cars pulled up. Yes, you heard me correctly. Four police officers got out of the car, three male police officers and one female cop.
And what happened?
Well, they came in, and they, by the way, the men had beautiful fresh haircut. They said to me, you can't be open. You're defying the public health law. Okay. And now, by the way, they all had masks on, so you couldn't really hear. And it was the female cop who was doing most of the talking. There was a rookie there. And then there were other two younger cops, and it was not pretty. It really wasn't pretty. And, I fly the blue flag under my American flag. I applaud the police. I respect the police. And I respect the police is important because Frank and my husband and my staff and my clients felt very disrespected. The female cop was very, very rude. I will arrest you tomorrow, and I can arrest and give citations to all of your staff and every customer in here. I mean, I'm a salon owner. I'm just trying to provide for my family. Why don't you even ask what I'm doing? Why don't you even be a kind police officer and say, hey,
let me stop you. Let me stop you. So the guy comes in on Friday. He wants to know how you're handling the situation from a sanitary standpoint. You give Correct. Him the whole thing, he leaves, and then the next day you had five more come back. The woman cop now is getting a little rough with you.
It's not even the next day. This was Friday, the police officer came.
Right.
Saturday, we were open for business. No one came. So we opened Friday and Saturday, felt perfectly fine. We were like, absolutely, this is good. You know, that this is really nice of the police to stand behind us. Honestly, that's how I felt. And on Tuesday, we opened, and it was four policemen, three cop cars pulled up like, you know, a big drug bust was going down. I mean, it was comical, actually. It was comical.
All right, so they threatened you with arrests and citations and everything else that was on this past Tuesday. How did you handle it? And eventually they left. What happened?
Okay, so they came in. It was not a nice situation. A news reporter from the Suffolk Times contacted me. He had wanted me to talk to him about opening, and he had contacted me. And I said, I am very willing to talk. And we have our legal counsel that we did speak to. So Tuesday, we remained open. We did our clients. I did receive a summons. And they finally left. And interestingly enough, they came back in and said, we want the name of every single person in this building. And I respectfully said, absolutely not. Can you please leave now? They turned around and walked out. That was also really weird. You know, just scare tactic. Talk to me like I'm a human being and not a hardened criminal.
Denise,
let's fast forward
a little. So that happened Tuesday. Were you closed Wednesday and yesterday?
Yes. We collectively, as a team, all spoke about it, and Frank and I, being the leaders, chose to not open because I didn't want to put my staff or my customers through anything at all. I didn't want them to get any citation. I didn't want to get anyone arrested. I do not want drama. I simply wanted to open my business. So at that point, I wasn't willing to have my staff and my customers, you know, treated in any kind of disrespectful way. So we decided to close. And now you're only open for our continuing training and practicing our craft. So we have our mannequins in the salon, and we're doing training classes, and we have been allowed to do that. Although people did call yesterday. I had one of my girls working on a mannequin yesterday. She was in there all by herself, and you know, somebody called and said we're open. Meanwhile, they were all mannequins that were in the chair. I mean, it was kind of funny. You know, we need to practice our craft. We have to practice. We're not going to take 2 months off, 3 months off without practicing what we do. You know, my team is excellent, and you know, we can't lose that. I mean,
Go ahead, Jay. No, I was going to say, I commend you. You know, and by the way, you know, the key word you use is essential. You know, to me, I don't even use the term non-essential. Everybody who has a business to me has an essential business because they have an essential way in life to take care of their families, and their employees also have an essential position because they have to put food on the table for their family. So everybody to me, you know, everybody who has a business is an essential business. And especially with what you do, you know, at this point in time, after 9 weeks, people need to get cleaned up a little bit, you know, and you could do it safely. You know, and that's the thing that really just frustrates me. It's not like Denise is taking care of business in unsanitary conditions. She's telling you what she's done here. She's sanitized. She's allowed patrons in. The masks are on. The distancing is in place. And you could do so safely and methodically, but we're not flexible. And that's the biggest problem right now. And the people that are making the decisions don't understand that at this point in time, livelihoods are at stake here. And that's the biggest problem. Without question. So, I applaud you for the attempt. I applaud you for the attempt. I really do.
Well, thank you. You know, as a leader, and when we had our meetings as a team, you know, we all spoke about opening. And, you know, my staff, I said to all of them, if you are not comfortable coming into work, please, don't worry, don't come in. You don't have to come in. You know, it was all voluntary to come in. It's always, isn't it always voluntary to go into work? Always. And, you know, we had meetings about this. We talked about it with each other. And we all wanted to take care of our clients and take care of our families. And we have confidence that we are very capable of following all extraordinary sanitation protocols. 34% of it is on our exam. You know, we're licensed by the state of New York, for goodness sake.
Hear you. This is the deal. I mean, you know, it's at the point where people get it. You know, and I've been saying this for over a month now. You know, people get it. They know how to social distance. They know how to police themselves. And that's why you got to open up these. That's why you have to open up these Main Street businesses. Listen, I mean, what more needs to be said here? You can't follow every guideline of what somebody puts out. People won't be around anymore. That's the sad part of this thing. That businesses that Denise is in business, 17 years with her husband, Frank, okay? Who knows? When everything is said and done, a lot of these businesses won't be up and running. They just don't have it in them to do it. And that's the sad part of this whole thing.
And
it's frustrating.
It is, and it's especially important for Eastern Long Island businesses, because our very dear friends, they own a hair salon in Southampton, La Cereza, and 80% of their business where they get their revenue to feed their families is from May, June, July, and August. So, you know, that's big. That's really big. You know, you have two young men who bought a beautiful restaurant all the way out, almost in Orient Point, in Greenport. They need to open. You know, Cuomo opened an hour and a half north of New York City. He needs to open an hour and a half east of New York City.
He's doing a little too much. He's doing a little too much of the micromanaging. And I'll tell you another thing. We haven't seen anything from this county executive of Suffolk County push back. I've been saying this till I'm blue in the face. You know, you gotta show me something. Show me a little moxie. You see how business? Do you hear Denise here? Denise is just one of a lot of businesses in the same boat. They can't open up. We need to loosen it a little bit, folks. Okay?
We need to loosen it. Absolutely. And I finally got a call back from Lee Zeldin's office. A lovely young girl called me last night. She's in Washington, and she was a bit helpful and very kind and very caring, and she is going to help us with the citation that we received. You know, it's, come on, guys. Let's do the right thing. Come on. It's so crazy that I feel like sometimes they're in the twilight zone. It just doesn't make any sense. All the orders don't make sense. You know, the other day, we're near the vape store, and they're nice kids that own the vape store. I really like them. They're essential now. They are essential. And, you know, a kid walked out with a big bong, and that's very essential. You know, you have some states where you can go freely and buy marijuana, but if you want to get a haircut, you have to meet your hairdresser in the back alley, and you got to let them in the back door. I mean, can you believe that? If that's what it's come to, it's bizarre.
No, you're right. Tough deal. You know, listen, I've been back and forth with states. I got a haircut. I finally got a haircut after 9 weeks. And, you know, the thing is, I had to make an appointment. I had to go in there with a mask, okay? Nobody sits on the sides there waiting to get in the chair. You sit outside. You're called in. Right. There's no more than three or four people in the particular shop I was in. And they sanitize everything, you know, in between patrons. Everything is fine. You wear the mask. You still have the mask on, by the way, when you're getting the haircut, okay? And when she needs to go around the ears, I take it off. I'm still covering my face with the darn thing. I have no problem with that. And then when I paid at the front, my mask was on. I gave the nice gal a tip on my way, neatly coiffed, feeling good after 9 weeks. I was starting to look like Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future. But quite frankly, you know, I had enough. And listen, Denise, your story is great. It certainly is an example of what many are going through out there. And we thank you. We thank you for your perseverance and everything else. And this is a nightmare, and we're with you every step of the way, all right? And we'll keep following.
Well, thank you.
How you're faring, and anything you need on our end, just let us know, okay? Anything you need.
Jay, thank you very, very much. You stay healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Well, I'll be healthy and wise. How's that? Okay. Listen, can't thank you enough. That's Denise Delakia and her husband, Frank, 17 years in Jamesport, the Delakia Salon. And that's a great story. Denise, we'll keep in touch. Keep in touch with us, all right?
I will, Jay. Thank you so much.
All right. That's a story. Listen, she had enough, had to open it up, opened it up last Friday. And then Tuesday, the cavalry came in and threatened her and everything else. And I tell you, this is what business are going. See, the problem is, you know, Denise has built up such a great business. She'll be able to hang on, I'm hoping. Okay. A lot of people can't. That's the biggest problem right now. A lot of people can't.